Blog Talk Radio. When you cry out from the garden, let your will be. See, loving others is one of the most important and difficult commands Jesus gave us. We are messy, broken, needy, and sinful people. We constantly deal with our own wounds and those of others. Because there is no perfect person, the foundation for loving others must be based outside of the merit of worth of others. The foundation for love must come from God, who is love. And as believers, we must be constantly tapped into the love and grace of our Heavenly Father, so that we can love others selflessly and powerfully. May you receive the love of your Father and be empowered to love others this week as we look to grow in our obedience to Jesus' command to love people. Good friends are one of God's greatest gifts. Not one of us is meant to go through life alone and without help. God longs to use you as his hands and feet to those he has placed in your midst. He longs to make you a friend as he is friend to us, in order to bless others and extend the reach of his kingdom. In 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 1 to 3, tells the powerful friendship of David and Jonathan. Scripture says, as soon as he had finished speaking to Saul, the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took him in that day and would not let him return to his father's house. And Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as his own soul. Jonathan was an incredible example of God's heart for friendship. Jonathan was a rightful heir to the throne of Israel. Behind Saul's pursuit of killing David was a desire to make Jonathan king. But instead of seeking earthly success, Jonathan humbled himself before David and served him, thereby serving his heavenly father as well. Jonathan chose friendship over worldly power. As a result, David became Israel's greatest king and ushered in the lineage of Christ. And Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loves at all time, a brother is born for adversity. So God longs to transform you into a friend who loves others unconditionally. And it's a hard times that we must need our friends. Yet in hard times, many friends abandon us for relationships that require less of them. So the heart of God is to stick with us through the trials, sin, and bad decisions. He never loses or forsakes us. He longs to make us like him. He longs to make us friends that will love through every season of life. He longs to empower us to love, serve, honor, and bless those who he has intentionally given us. God is calling you to love your friends at all times. He's calling you to lifestyle service and grace. When a friend of yours needs your help right now, who can you choose to serve over yourself? What friend is God calling you to love with the love he has shown you today? In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7 says, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. May exhibit the heart of your Heavenly Father to your friends by loving them as he has loved you. So meditate on God's desire for you to pursue godly friendships and allow Scripture to stir up your desire to love your friends well today. How can you be a better friend today? In what ways can you love those God has given you as friends? Ask the Holy Spirit to show you ways you can better love those around you today. Ask God to empower you to a friend who loves unconditionally. Ask him to make you like himself. Spend time resting in his presence and allowing his love to fill you and empower you. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, so we have come to know and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. So living sacrificially without the burden of entitlement and self-satisfaction is absolutely the most peaceful, enjoyable way to live. You deserve nothing from others. Christ, Lord of all, who deserves everything, sacrificed his life to the point of death for the very people who shouted, crucify him. If he pursued love over what was owed him, you are called to do the same. Choose to follow the example of Jesus and love others around you well today. If you do, you will discover a wellspring of abundant life directly connected to the heart of your Heavenly Father. Amen. I highly suggest you read 1 Samuel chapter 20. Well, This brings us to the most important question of all. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay. You will get a chance to in just a moment. Well, let me ask you. Are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and never knowing which way is up or down? Or which way to go? Maybe you lack purpose in life and you need something. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, pornographic material, gambling, overeating. Whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order for him to do so, he's got to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So the question is tonight, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ and be your personal Lord and Savior? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation, and I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you to the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. All right. Since we got no callers, well, let's play some music here. All righty. Well, Tony Talk, why don't you call in tonight? Okay, since I have you here, okay? Okay, you be the first caller, okay, of the night. Why don't you call in, Tony, and tell us what's going on with yourself? Okay, when you're going to be back on air, okay? Yeah, let's get into the conversation, Tony. Yeah. Oh, you gonna come back on tomorrow night? That's great. Okay, well, call in and tell us about your show. Okay, to let your listeners know what's going on. Okay. All right. Well, let's get into the prophetic word for tonight. The Father says today, you are my temple. I choose no other dwelling place in the human heart than your heart, says God. You are my temple. I am driving out those that would merchandise of you in any way. Between your temples and within your heart, I choose to desire to make myself known to you. Those thoughts of limitation, sorrow, and torment will be driven out by my spirit, even as I drove out the merchandisers of my house of my Father 2,000 years ago. This is done with the cooperation and your yieldedness to who I am and what I am doing on the inside of you. Whatever you desire for me to do outwardly in your life must first take place inwardly. So the strongholds and high things in your mind must be torn down if you ever hope to come out of the prison house of limitation, lack, sickness, and sorrow that is encroaching upon you outwardly. Out of your heart are the issues of life. If you want to change what is in your life, you must allow me to change what is in your mind and in your heart. This is accomplished by exchanging the narrative of negative for the narrative of my word, my promise and my voice that is constantly speaking in the silence between your own thoughts. Let this mind be in you that is in me, says God. Do you realize that this is impossible? This is possible. My mind and my matches and limited mind can and will dwell in your heart, and your limited mind, as you say to my truth, and yes to my spirit, and yes to all that I'm saying about what's going on around you. Excuse me. Reject powerlessness, for you are not powerless. And I have given you all authority and power to speak in my name, even to create in my name. The dominion I gave Adam in restoring the work of Calvary, as Adam had authority to subdue and to keep the environment, I placed him in. So you have restored authority and redemption to sustain and maintain by faith the environment you find yourself in. Purpose this day to militate in your words and your prayers against every contrary thing in your life that contradicts my promise. Let the light of who I am shine into every darkened place in you. And the end result will be that all darkness around you may be driven away. This is your child, this is my beloved child. You are not born of darkness, but rather you are born of light. And in that light that I am, there is no disappointment, no powerlessness, no futility. For all is swept away in the torrent of my love as I embrace you and heal you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Amen. And this word goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. I don't know if Tony is going to come on tonight and talk. I'm not sure. Maybe he will or maybe he won't. So we have no callers. I don't know. All right. Well, I'm going
to... Sure, why not?
Oh, okay. Why not? Since we have nobody on the line, we have nobody in the chat room except for silly Ashby and Kossoff. Tony Talk has left us. So, you know, I was really hoping people would be in here tonight. But here I am, Tony F. at 657-383-1487. Call me. Talk to me. Let me hear what you have to say. But I will have to say this, and I'm only going to say it one time for all of you. Thank goodness now I cut down on half of your, not entertainment, what should I call it, but material. No more slash on R-dash, no, nothing on R-dash, as we have now moved to a new location in the big city of San Antonio, and guess what? None of you fools are going to find out the address. Kenny puts it out again by accident, there's going to be trouble to pay. Ain't going to happen again. So, what do we have going on in the chat room? Let's see. Ashley wants somebody's... Oh, that's sick. I can't even repeat that. Kossoff wants Ashley to eat his... Oh, can't repeat that. Ashley says she does that stuff. Whoop. I guess I repeated that. No callers. Nobody in the chat room. So, what do y'all think about what's going on in the world? We got all sorts of things happening right now. We got the Rittenhouse trial going on. There's the argument in Texas about the demand that you get vaxxed and that mandate. Farrar, why are you threatening Ken on air? I didn't threaten Ken. If I threatened Ken, you would know it. Ken and I don't threaten each other. That's silly. I learned a long time ago in psychology classes, violence is the sign of a weak mind. If you can't talk it out, then there's nothing to be discussed. So there, Ashley. Oh, did Ashley get a new name? It's not Ashley now, it's Ashley-a.
It's Ashley A.
Oh, it's Ashley A. Well, it looks like Ashley-a. Ashley-a 666. Ashley A. I wonder what the A stands for. Probably ass, because she is one. Well, let's see, still no callers, so here I am talking to myself again, but you know what, sometimes I enjoy it, just to let you know how things are going on in the world. What do y'all think about the Texas having and allowing people to carry guns without permits nowadays? And you can carry them inside your jacket, concealed. What do y'all think about that? Probably not much. All y'all think about is silly, silly, silly things. So, at least once tonight, I have to give it to you. I really hope not. I was really hoping to get a couple of phone calls, maybe talk to a few people, see what was going on in their lives, see what was going on out there. I'd really like to find out what you're up to, what you think. Call me, 657-383-1487. Talk to Tony F. Let me know what's on your mind. And if not, I guess we can sit here and just... I wish I had a newspaper or something. Maybe we could just talk about the news. Talk about the weather. How are y'all enjoying the cold weather, by the way? It's been gorgeous here during the day. Cold, cold, cold at night. But during the day, simply fabulous. God has been blessing us with some great weather. So, let's see. Here we go. No callers. Nothing going on in the chat room. Might as well call it a night, really. How much time do we have left? 26 minutes and 46 seconds. I really wish I had something to discuss with y'all. I wasn't really prepared for tonight. I didn't think Ken was going to get going since we're not finished unpacking, but he did after all.
So here I sit, talking to myself, looking at a screen in a chat room where absolutely nobody is saying anything. Nobody wants to talk to Tony F. today. I'll give you that number again, though, 657-383-1487. If you just want to call and cuss me out, I'll take that right now. Right now, I'll take anything you got to give. Call me. Let's talk about something. Nope, still nothing.
Yeah, Tony talks back in the chat room.
Well, he's back in the chat room, but he's not going to call in, so it's great having him out there, knowing he's there. It's great knowing, and I will be the one to tell you, few listeners and chat room people, make sure you listen to the Tony Talk show tomorrow after or tomorrow evening on Blog Talk Radio. Showtime is at 7 o'clock, I believe.
8.
But that's 8 there. That's, well, yeah, 8 there, 7, yeah, okay. I always get those confused. His show's on at 8 o'clock. He's been gone for a few weeks, but now he's back, and I hear he's got a really great show for y'all. So I hope to see you there in the chat room tomorrow at 8 o'clock. That's Tony Talk on Blog Talk Radio. And here you get me 3 times a week now, from now on, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. But I think what we're going to do...
Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
Yeah. There you go. Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
No, Tuesdays,
Thursdays, and Saturdays.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. And Ken will be taking taking callers on Tuesdays. I will be taking callers on Thursdays. And we will be taking callers together on Saturdays. That will be our new show lineup. We're going to start something new. We want to start trying to help people, maybe get you to call in, tell us what your problems are, tell us how you're dealing with the world and all the problems that are going on out there, gun control, COVID, you name it. Everything is up for discussion now. So for the last hour, or well, I guess the last 30 minutes of all Ken's shows and all God's Rainbow Ministries will be devoted to anything our audience wants to talk about. I realize Saturday is a very, very slow evening, but I am very grateful for the listeners that we do have tonight, the people that we have in the chat room, Ashley A., Kossoff, and Tony Talk. Ashley, you know, what I'm doing actually is cutting this show down to an hour. That way you get a lot less music and a lot more of us. How would you like that? So, we'll see what happens. Ken likes the music, though. That's my whole problem. Ken likes it. So, let's see. What else do I got for you? God's Rainbow Ministries, 3 days a week, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Show times at 8 o'clock. Sunday at 5 o'clock for strictly for a ceremony, for a church reading, no callers. You want to talk to me, call me, 657-383-1487. I wonder what do y'all think about marijuana laws? Have y'all noticed that marijuana is becoming a lot more open and a lot more legal? Not here in Texas, of course. They still want to hang you for it here, but hey. A deal's a deal. And still, we have nothing going on in the chat room. I have absolutely no callers. I'm still here at 657-383-1487. Make my night. Call me in. Cuss me out. Tell me to blow you. I don't care. But call in. I want to hear your voice. Till then, guess what? Just for ad. I've had enough of that. So, where are we going to go now? One more time, you can call and talk to me, Tony F., 657-383-1487. And Tony Talk, tomorrow I am going to try calling into your show. I called into your last two shows, but all I did was get to sit in queue all evening, and I will be calling in tomorrow. I'd really like to get on your show, talk to you, see how things are going. Love your format of trying to help people with their problems. I know you get a lot of slack from some of the callers that call in. They take your show over. and whatnot. But you know what? You're strong. You'll continue. Your show will always make it. You'll always have listeners. You'll always have Tony Talk fans. So, Tony Talk, you keep it going. I'm Danger Smooth now, Doug, so go for it. All righty, Danger Smooth. Danger Smooth hits the sides, hits them rough. Welcome to the chat room, Michael Miles. How are you doing this evening? Remember, this is Tony F. Call me at 657-383-1487. Tell me something. Tell me to fuck off. Tell me to blow you. I really don't care. Just want to talk to you. Guess not? Oh, well. So, what next? My phone is going out. I keep hearing it beeping, so I don't know how much longer really I've got, or if y'all are even hearing me right now.
Yeah, they're hearing you.
Oh, can you tell when they're hearing me?
Yeah. Oh. Well, that's on, they're hearing you.
Oh, so if I turned that off, they wouldn't hear me?
Right. It would be over.
Oh, is that how you end it?
Well, you have to...
I won't push the end episode. We'll stay on for another 20 minutes and 11 seconds and listen to me just blabber away about absolutely nothing. Just sit here, talk to myself, entertain myself. Bye, Tony Talk has left the conversation. So now let's see, we are stuck in the chat room with Ashley A. Kossoff and Michael Miles. Somebody say something. Even if it's in the chat. Tell me what's going on in your world. Ashley, how are you doing? How's your world? How's hell? Tell me about it. Tell me about burning angels and flames and fire. Talk to me about brimstone. Guess not. Oh, well. Let's see. What else can we discuss? Ashley was telling me earlier about all the fake voices that are on, that come on these programs. This one and that one, I won't mention any names. We all know who they are. La-da-da-da-da. Let me see. No callers. Nobody wants to talk to me, even though my phone number is 657-1487. But you all hear that beeping, and that beeping means my connection is getting ready to leave. Michael Miles says, Ferrar 69, will you and Dina, no. From the looks of, no. No. Sorry. We don't do that. That's very, very nasty. So, 18 minutes and 23 seconds. Hi, Kossoff. Somebody in there talking. The fake voices are, Ashley says, Jason, Pastor Wanda, and Doug. Well, Ashley, you know, I think the list goes a lot longer than that. You know, there's that one that supposedly comes out of San Antonio. That one, that's a big fake voice. What's his name? Grover. Now, that's a fake voice. And there's other fake voices that call in, but hey, it's that way. It's entertainment. It's funny. Whoever's doing the voices does a semi-good job. Some of the voices are kind of clockable, like the one that sounds like Harvey Fierstein, well-known actor. That voice, obviously, very copied. And then, let's see, we have the one that sounds like a very bad Foghorn Leghorn from the cartoons. That's another good impersonation, but we know it's not real. Is that voice is fake? Who would fake a voice with all that coughing and hacking? Come on, Ash, get real. Okay, we have 17 minutes and 6 seconds left at 657-383-1487. This is Tony F. Call me and talk to me. I want to hear from you. Nothing going on in the chat room. Ashley's still saying people are fake. Michael Miles thinks Kossoff is pretending to be him. I know, that would be just, I can see where Kossoff would want to be you. I see it. La da 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 da. y'all know that there is approximately 10 calories in each piece of candy in a sugar-free Whitman sampler? Did you know that? Didn't you make up a person named Brian once? No, I don't even know anybody named Brian. Sorry, Ash. Didn't make up anybody named Brian. But then again, you never know. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. Oh, look. It looks like I have a call. You're on the air. Talk to me. Hello? Hello? Oh, they dropped. Oh, well. Had a caller. Michael Miles, do not give out your phone number over the air. That's one of the worst things you can do. Mine got out accidentally, and I had idiots calling me from this chat room and from the Tony Talk chat room for months and months and months and years. Skip the months. For years, I had them calling me. But that's no longer a problem. Thank goodness. So, where were we? We're at 14 minutes and 54 seconds, and we are back. I have a caller coming in. Let's see if we can get him to talk this time. 814, you're all, oh, see, they dropped again. See, I don't think these callers want to talk, actually. I think they just call in here. Well, this one keeps calling in and just hanging up. Now, that's silly. Why bother dialing? Michael Miles says, it's okay, you can read my number. No, I would never do that to anybody. I would never hand out anybody's phone number over the line like some people have done, some people in this chat room right now who have no respect, who give out people's phone numbers and address, thinking it's amusing and that it's funny. But it's not. So, I will not do that to you, Michael Miles. No way. Speaking of people who give out information, how are you, Ashley? What are you up to? Or have you left me? Nope, there she is. Ashley-a. Ashley-a 666. Ashley-a Payne. Let's see. Well, who are these people messaging you up here, Mr. Fishman? I see people messaging you. Check out that and see what that's all about. We have 13 minutes and 29 seconds, 28 seconds, 27 seconds, 26 seconds, 25 seconds, 24 seconds, 23 seconds, 22 seconds, 21 seconds, 20 seconds, 18 seconds, 17 seconds, 16 seconds, 15 seconds, 14 seconds, 13 seconds, 12 seconds, 11 seconds, 10 seconds, 9 seconds, 8 seconds, 7 seconds, 6 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. 13 minutes left. Call me at 657-383-1487. I'm really interested in what you're up to. I mean, I'm not really, but I'd still like to hear from you. Please come in and tell me you're breathing. Everything is slowed down in the chat room. Ashley's no longer harassing people and telling people that they have fake names and voices. But she was definitely talking bad about y'all, saying y'all are all fake and this and that and what not. Oh, now their phone lines up again, but let's see. Okay, you don't want to come on the air, though, so I will not try to pick you up this time. Hum, 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 hum. 12 minutes, 18 seconds, and going. So let's see. We've covered all of our information for the week. When you can see us and, I mean, hear us now. 3 times a week, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Saturdays, 8 p.m.
Tuesday, Thursday,
and Saturday. What do I keep saying?
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday.
Well, maybe you should do a show on Wednesday, just so I can get it right. Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, showtime 8 o'clock, Sunday at 5. Sunday, we don't take callers at all. And also on Sunday at 8 o'clock at night, you can catch Tony Talk on Talk Radio. Yes, see, I'm not one of those. I don't mind sharing and advertising other people's shows. It's what we should do. skip all that, who's the king of what and who's the king of who. There's no of anything. Shows on Blog Talk, they're all the same. So, want to call me? Want to tell me I'm wrong? Want to tell me there is a king of Blog Talk Radio? Call in and tell me now. 657-383-1487. If you don't call in, I'll just assume you agree with me. How's that? So, what next? Oh, 10 minutes and 58 seconds left in this show. Nothing going on in the chat room. Nothing going on here. How time passes. I wonder if we could just be quiet and just have dead air. Would y'all listen to just dead air? Let me see how committed you are. Why would Tony ever want to plug this show? You know, Ashley, it's all about just being kind to each other. He has a show. We have a show. So why not help out each other? It's y'all in the chat rooms and the so-called fans that want the two hosts of the shows to fight and argue and say that we're sabotaging him and this and that, which isn't true. So we should help him out. And if he doesn't want to plug my show or Ken's show, that's fine. He doesn't have to. That is entirely up to him. I'm doing it because I'm a kind person, and I enjoy his show. So why not share what I enjoy with others? Isn't that what this show is all about? I think so. If you don't think so, call in and let me know. 657-383-1487. Can you please come in Discord? Why? You know what? I've never been in there for real. But if I'm in there, Ken can't be in there at the same time because I have to use Ken's computer. Would that be good with you?
I can't get into Discord anymore.
Oh, Ken can't get into Discord anymore, Mark. I'm not sure why, but he says he can't get in. So I guess that is a no. I guess I can't go into Discord. So, sorry. Oh, but by the way, Mad Mark is now in the chat room. Well, Mark, how are you doing? How's the pizzeria? We now have 8 minutes and 46 seconds at 657-383-1487. I'd really like to hear from you. Call in. Tell me how your day, your night's going. Tell me what kind of sickness you get into when the lights go down and it's dark outside. Call me. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about your sick, sick, sick little perversions. Right now, I'll talk about anything at 657-383-1487. Call in and talk to Tony out. I have a caller online, but the minute I bring him on, there he goes. He just dropped. So much for that. And having chat room, Ashley A. is still just being rude to people, saying people are, for one, she's not saying people are fake now. So we now have 7 minutes and 53 seconds. I said I wasn't going to let Ken end the shows early. So Ashley will stop calling people runners and saying they're scared and they're frightened, and that's why they get off the show early, not knowing that the reason we leave the show early is because we get bored. As bored as you get, we get bored. So, 814, why do you keep calling in? If the minute I bring you on, you're going to hang up. You might as well just not call in. Right? Seems it would make sense to me. So, what do we got going on? Nothing, nothing, nothing.
Bring him on.
I've already brought him on. The minute I bring him on, you see, caller 814, he dropped. 814, you're on the air. Talk to me.
Hello.
See? Oh, there we go. Hey.
This is,
what do you have?
This is Doug.
Tell me what's going on.
Yeah,
in
this
world.
Is Doug, the drunk dog, the crazy. Yeah. I live on a mountain, so I don't got. How you doing tonight?
We're doing good. How you doing?
I'm
How
doing
are you?
Excellent. Are you doing what?
I said, you just said top of a mountain. I'm asking you how it is on top of the mountain.
Up here, and I don't get a good reception. That's why.
Caller, you're coming in really bad. I can barely hear you. You're going in and out.
That's what we are.
Yeah, you're coming in and out. I can hear you off and on. Babe, you want to tell me how you doing, Doug?
I'm doing great, and I hope you guys are doing good, too.
We are. We're doing really good. We're enjoying the cool weather. It gives us time to get out a little bit. Like I said, we just moved into a new place. So that is a betterment for the start of the new year in a couple of months, starting the new year in a new place. And other than that, we've been doing real good. Hope
well,
to get on the air a little bit and get the show going. Say again?
That's great. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, thank you. And we want to try to get on more often now, so let's hope that we do.
Amen to that. And thank you for all the help you've gave to me.
Always, Doug. We are here for everybody. You've been here since the beginning, and you will be here till the end. We appreciate your calls, and we appreciate that you are always in the chat room.
Well, not always, because sometimes I get kicked out. But.
No, actually, that is not true, because we cannot kick anybody out permanently, and Ken doesn't kick people out of the chat room. Unless I ask him to, and I've never asked him to kick you out, I don't think.
I think it was somehow Mad Mark got me kicked out, which is fine.
I don't think we've never been hacked. That I know.
Okay, well, it's all fine. It's all good with me. I'm glad you're doing good, and I'm glad I got to get through finally. So have a good night, and amen, and peace and love to everybody.
You too. Bless you, and may God keep you and keep you blessed.
Thank
good night,
you.
Doug.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Good night.
Always.
Appreciate it.
You got it.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Amen. Well, Lord, I got a call. Finally, it took me almost 30 minutes, but with 3 minutes and 36 seconds left, no reason you can't log in from the web page. I don't know what that means. From which web page? Well, I don't know, Mark. Ken just said he can't get into Discord.
I can't get into Discord.
So
I tried.
He probably got barred for something, or y'all had him tossed out, or I know how that goes. I know he's been tossed out of many chat rooms in Discord. So I wouldn't put it past anybody. We are down to 3 minutes and 2 seconds. One more time, 3 times a week, 8:00, Sunday at 5. Let me give you one more little bit of music before we go. Hope to bring the Lord to you. Amazing grace.
Amen.
I was lost, but baby, I was found. Thank goodness they found me. Well, let's see. We are down to 2 minutes and 11 seconds. I'll see if I can get Ken in here to give you a little quick goodbye. As for me, goodbye. You will hear me and see me again, or not see me again, but hear me again, hopefully tomorrow. I will be calling into the Tony Gaga show. Hopefully I will get on. If not, you will hear from me again on Thursday at about 9:00. So let me bring Ken on. We got about a minute and 41 seconds, and he can bless you out of here.
All right. Well, thank you all for calling in and listening to the program tonight. God bless you. So I want to say good night. Okay, God bless. And have a great night. Bye-bye, all.